Welcome to prayer at the close of day for Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, hasten to help us. The Lord grant us a restful night and peace at the last. Amen. Almighty God, Maker of all things, have mercy on us. Jesus Christ, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, Giver of life, have mercy on us. Holy and merciful God, in your presence I confess my sinfulness, my shortcomings, and my offenses against you. You alone know how often I have sinned in wandering from your ways, in wasting your gifts, in forgetting your love. Have mercy on me, O Lord. By your loving mercy, help me to live in your light and abide in your ways, for the sake of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures, and leads me beside still waters. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, you give us new birth in the waters of baptism. You anoint us with oil, and you nourish us at your table with heavenly food. In your goodness and mercy, dispel the shadows of evil and death, and lead us along safe paths, that we may rest securely in you and dwell in the house of the Lord now and forever, for your name's sake. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because God first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters, are liars, for those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God. In righteousness I shall see your face, O Lord. When I awake, your presence shall give me joy. O God, who appointed the day for labor and the night for rest, grant that we may rest in peace and quietness during the coming night, so that tomorrow we may go forth to our appointed labors. Take us into your holy keeping, that no evil may befall us, nor any ill come near our home. When at last our days are ended and our work is finished, grant that we may depart in your peace, in the sure hope of that glorious kingdom, where there is day without night, light without darkness, and life without shadow of death forever. Through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. Our Father,
guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
May Almighty God bless, preserve, and keep us this night and forevermore. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.